this drive down facility is something that's been long overdue for this community.
Harbor Board Chair Mike Bangs was one of several harbor users and fishermen who emphasized the importance of the vehicle accessible dock project at Monday's assembly meeting.
It's something that will help not only the fishing business, but the tourism. You know, a myriad of good things will come from this facility, and I think it's important that we try as best we can to make it happen.
The assembly already approved the project earlier this year, and the borough advertised it for construction bids from contractors. The question Monday was whether to authorize an addition to the basic scope of work, the inclusion of some lighting. That item and six others had originally been advertised as alternates, things that the borough might add later if more money becomes available. According to borough officials, that uncertainty was a problem for electrical subcontractors, borough manager Steve Giesbrecht explained.
Several of the contractors talked about not bidding on the project because it's a lot of work to get to the point of actually putting a bid in, and if it's an alternate, not the base bid, there's really no guarantee that they even have a chance at the work being done.
So the project engineering firm, PND, recommended adding some of the electrical work into the base bid. That includes lighting on the approach dock and bridge, as well as fender pilings with navigational lights to protect the corners of the float. The change also provides power to the uplands and conduit to the float itself, but no lighting in those areas. That's one of the other alternatives that would take more funding. The Harbor Board recommended the Assembly approve a revised construction estimate of about $11.3 million, which is up $511,000. The borough has $10.8 million in state grant funds for the facility. According to Giesbrecht, the additional cost can be covered by Harbor Department savings and raw fish tax revenue. According to Harbor Master Glo Wallen, the change will kill two birds with one stone.
It gets the electrical and contractors enough portion of the incentive to bid on this, and therefore will qualify the bids coming in. We need numbers in all those alternates. We need numbers in there in order to deem them as responsive bids. So it does that for us. It also, yes, lays groundwork that we need. If we build this place and it doesn't have any electrical in it, it's going to be a black hole down there. And I'm, you know, scared to death of going through a dark winter without any lights on the facility.
The Assembly approved the amendment unanimously. Construction bids are due by December 6th. Meanwhile, the Assembly also voted unanimously to start advertising for bids on the Crane Dock Approach Widening Project. That improvement will add 15 feet in width to the approach at an estimated cost of about $880,000, most of which will be covered by a state grant. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.